What could be more fitting than a show that focuses on our farming community and the food it produces? The South Delta Artists Guild September show entitled, From Farm to Table, is a nod to the rural acres in the Lower Mainland. Elaine Preston's Harvest captures it all. Look for barns, crops, and landscapes with a wealth of produce grown to perfection in our fertile farms. Our local farms, such as Emma Lee, The Earthwise Barn, picture by Nancy Dean, and Delta Fields, check out Sandy Wales's picture, are showcased and what crops can you find to brighten up the table in autumn? Cherries, sunflowers, eggplants, peppers, berries, tomatoes, pears, squash and corn, Delta is a productive place. Fresh food, loaded with flavor, and picked close to our homes for maximum quality is the most wonderful way to get the best flavor and nutrition. Our artists have captured it all. Chickens are a favorite image as evident by Susan Vicar's rooster and hens, which reminds us that many eggs come from the free-range animals, while Thelma Whiting's happy hens pecking outside an old barn is charming. A greenhouse became a focus for Rod Winning and he didn't forget the past as two Clydesdale horses are prominent in one painting. He enjoys painting with a group while visiting local farms and other places of interest in and around our beautiful municipality. Lee Price, who has a comical side and makes three-dimensional sculpture, has shaped a figure of a gardener entitled, Mrs. Greenthumbs. Jillian Olson, produced cards with recipes. Look for them in the glass cases inside Gallery 1710. An unusual card is sure to be treasured by your friends. There are a lot of paintings sure to delight the eye, so make some time between Friday and Sunday to visit Gallery 1710 beside the South Delta Recreation Center located at 1710 56th Street. Opening hours are noon to 4 p.m. all 3 days until September 25th. There is also a donation box for the Delta Food Bank where you can leave any non-perishable food or canned goods to pass on to those who are struggling.